Stratford's coldest night of the year, CNOY, is around the corner, and organizers are reminding everyone that there is still time to get involved. This year's CNOY takes place February 24, with all the money raised going to support local people experiencing hurt, hunger and homelessness. "It's become a little more visible and it's increased over the last 4 years," said Sonia Hayen, manager of resource development and communications at the United Way Perth Huron. "So it's something that we value a lot to make sure that there's resources to help people that are facing those challenges. And so the dollars raised to help to fund the programming at ShelterLink and the programming at the Stratford Connection Centre." The centre, operated out of St. Paul's Anglican Church, offers a warm place out of the cold for anybody looking for clothing, food, or other services, like laundry facilities or even a hot shower. ShelterLink Youth Service, the other beneficiary of CNOY, supports youth aged 16 to 24 experiencing homelessness, or at risk of homelessness in Perth County, through prevention, advocacy, shelter and community connection services. Last year, ShelterLink supported 113 youth through their outreach and shelter services. As Kate Trudeau, executive director of ShelterLink, said, "CNOY is crucial to those services being available. It is our big fundraiser of the year," Trudeau said. "We've always been in a bit of a situation where we need to fundraise. We need community support, we need donations from the community. And, you know, honestly, the community has been quite wonderful this year." The route includes one or two circuits around the Avon River, returning to the Banshell. Participants who raise over $150, $75 for youth under 18, will receive a CNOY 2024 toque. Organizers are hoping to raise $170,000. They host 5 other walks in the region in St. Mary's, North Perth, Exeter, Goderich, and Wingham. Hayen said so far they are doing better than last year, sitting at just over 50% of the funding goal. "There is still time to donate and to sign up. It's really wonderful to see the community wrapping around these kids," Trudeau said. "It makes a big difference, not only to us being able to provide the program, but I think the message it sends the youth as well, that the community cares and that they matter." Walker check-in begins at 4 p.m. at the Upper Queen's Park Banshell. Opening ceremonies begin at 5 p.m. with a send-off for walkers. Warm soup from Soup Surreal will be served starting at 6 p.m. and the walk is expected to wrap up by 7 p.m.